lawsuit.
Yes, in later years. But I've forgotten.
Well, I was wondering about either liver pudding or...
Lots of liver pudding.
Liver sausage or liverwurst.
It might have been just sort of an experiment, mm-hmm. because I don't think it wasn't done much, or I would remember it.
What about something made with blood? Did they ever use blood for anything? And if butter is left out too long, it gets
rancid.
All right. And when milk begins, just is first beginning to turn, you say the milk is
blinked.
Okay. And then when it gets lumpy, you call
clabbered.
It clabbered. And the kind of cheese they make with that.
Cottage cheese.
And if you wanted to get the impurities out of milk, you'd have to, years ago, they
strain it.
Yeah. And when you separate milk from the, you know, you separate the cream, what do you call the stuff that's left after the cream is
blue John.
Okay. And then a deep dish apple pie that might have a layer of pastry and then fruit and then another layer and then another built up that way. Have you ever?
Cobbler.
Would that be several layers of?
Now, I don't really know. No, the cobbler pies, we always bake just, we line the pan with pastry and then put in the fruit and then put the top on it. It wasn't several layers. I don't think we ever baked anything like that.
Anything they call family pie or?
Well, we called the cobbler family pie.
Any big pie.
Any big pie baked in a big container.
What about a sweet liquid served with pudding?
Dip.
All right. Now, did you make dip in a particular way?
I never made dip. Mama, when I was a child, Mama made it. I couldn't tell you how.
Okay.
It was real sweet. I must have used cream and sugar or something.
Cream, sugar, and nutmeg?
Yes, I guess.
Okay. Now, a little something eaten between regular meals.
A snack.
And you say, tomorrow I will three meals. I will
cook three meals or eat three meals?
All right. Yesterday I
ate.
All right. And then you say, I think I'll have a cup of
tea, coffee.
All right. And they, how is coffee, when you talk about, you wouldn't say, I'm going to prepare some coffee, probably, would you? Naturally, would that be?
No. I used to would have said, I'm going to perk a pot of coffee. Now I just put a spoonful of instant in the cup.
And now you might go to the sink and get a thirsty, you want to get a
drink,
or a
drink of water, a glass of water.
All right, and it would, and if it fell on the ground, you say now the glass is
broken.
What's the difference between a glass and a tumbler? Is there a difference?
I don't really know. So far as I'm sure I use it interchangeably. I suppose the water glass is a tumbler. A tumbler is a water glass. But I just say glass, whether it's a juice glass or an iced tea glass or whatever.
Okay.
It's just a glass to
and
me.
Someone might ask you, how many glasses of water have you
drunk?
You'd say three. I
drank three.
And tomorrow
we'll drink three.
Okay. And if some friends were over at your house and you have dinner and they're standing around the table, you might go ahead and
sit down.
And then you pass a bowl of potatoes around to him, you might say, help
yourself.
And so
he helps himself.
Yesterday
he helped himself.
All right. And if you had something you didn't want, you know, they passed you a bowl of some.
I don't care for it.
Okay. And if you had a big roast on Sunday, you say, now Monday we're going to have
hash.
Okay. Or another word you might use.
Leftovers.
All right.